With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. In the Monterey Bay Area, people love their public parks, so renewing an existing tax to support them would seem like a shoo-in. But the Monterey Peninsula Regional Park District's Measure E is facing some opposition. KAZU's Doug McKnight reports.
The Frog Pond Wetlands Preserve sits along busy Canyon Delray Boulevard in Delray Oaks. It's easy to pass the park without ever knowing it's there. But just a few steps down some stairs into the brush and lush forest, and the sounds of traffic fade into the sounds of nature.
It's a little gem of a urban park.
That's Kelly Sorensen. He's president of the board of the Monterey Peninsula Regional Park District.
Well, we're walking along a very well-maintained trail. It's characteristic of the regional parks.
This is just one of the district's parks.
27 parks and 13,000 acres, ranging from marina to Big Sur, accessible and no charge at the gate.
All of the maintenance on that land, all the operations in those parks, are in part supported by a property tax, a roughly $25 annual fee that raises more than $1 million a year for the district.
A lot of people love our parks and they want us to maintain them the way we have been.
To do that indefinitely, Measure E aims to remove the sunset clause from that property tax. So instead of having an expiration date, it will become permanent.
In terms of having no sunset, that was what the voters suggested when we polled them. And so I think there's just so much support for parks and open space and protecting the land and water around them in this area that this community would rather see it go on until voters decide otherwise.
That sunset clause is something the Monterey Peninsula Taxpayers Association would like to keep. It's the only organized opposition to Measure E. Kevin Dayton is on the association's board.
One thing about sunset is it sets up some accountability to the public that otherwise isn't there.
He says accountability is important because of past mistakes. Like 7 years ago, the district was heavily criticized for paying its general manager over $300,000 a year. Dayton says some of the association members find that hard to let go.
They look at that and they say, can we ever trust our park district again? It was a mistake of judgment for them to do that, and it's probably going to taint their reputation for some time to come.
So Dayton sees voting no on Measure E is a way to hold the parks district accountable.
One of the ways in which you can push a government to do something is to put pressure on their tax measures.
Back at the Frog Pond, Kelly Sorensen acknowledges the district has made mistakes in the past, but Sorensen says the district has changed. The board has new members, and now there's a Citizens Oversight Committee that helps make the board more transparent and fiscally responsible to the community.
I say, you know, judge us on our most recent track record, not from a decade ago.
That judgment will come next Tuesday. Measure E needs a 2/3 majority to pass. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.